All of our patrons will automatically qualify for our exclusive prize draw. At the end of the season, 8 of them will be randomly selected and written into one of the thrilling chapters of Season 5. To enter, click the link in our description and sign up as a patron today.
Most religions worldwide claim their deity is the one true God. With this in mind, they are by default atheistic to every other religion in the world. When a religious person questions how an atheist can believe in no deity, a simple response is usually that they believe in only one less God than them. The disbelief they hold to all other religions is precisely the same feeling that atheists hold, with one extra. I may not believe in any God. I may also firmly believe that all government should be separate from religion. But I also understand why people find such comfort in their beliefs. I may not believe in what you believe, but I would fight for your right to believe in it, just as long as that belief did not cause harm to others. We live in a world filled with different opinions, outlooks, beliefs, and ideologies. This creates a wide variety of cultures around the globe. But when do we begin to consider something a legitimate belief system, one that deserves the respect that we are expected to give to our more commonly known religions? Moreover, if you genuinely believe it and want to live your life accordingly, does it even really matter if others accept your beliefs? An idea is hard to kill, after all. To a growing number of people, the stories of our pasts written in religious scriptures are more metaphorical than literal, with the text merely giving us a way for humans to understand what occurred at the beginning of us all. Surely, if we can accept that these stories help us understand a part of life more significant than ourselves, we must also be able to accept that different stories work for different people. My name is Luke Mordew, and this modern myth is the Jedi religion. Most of us have heard that the Jedi religion is one of the top 10 religions worldwide. Although it sounds like one of those tales that surely cannot be true, many of us would not be surprised if it turned out to be accurate. This perfectly understandable way of thinking leads to the continued existence of many urban legends worldwide. The idea of this religion itself was ignited in 2001 when it received widespread press coverage due to a surprisingly high number of people recording their religion as Jedi on a national consensus. Although this was not due to a secret religion based on the Skywalkers that had grown under the radar. Instead, it was simply due to an email campaign that had done the rounds previously, urging people to write Jedi as their answer to the religion classification question. It is unclear whether there were those out there who considered themselves to be Jedi before this census was revealed to the general public. It seems as though the seriousness in which this joke was taken led some to believe that they too could become Jedi, and others, who already considered themselves to be Jedi, saw that they were not alone. It was not long before the Jedi religion would begin to make its way more prominently into society. In 2005, the Temple of the Jedi Order was officially registered in Texas. In that same year, the Catholic author John M. Sweeney wrote an article on the growth of the Jedi religion, and this would result in the most read article that year on the website explorefaith.org. Over in the United Kingdom, 23-year-old Daniel Jones and his brother Barney founded their religion, the Church of Jediism, in 2007, after understanding that the UK census recognised Jediism as a religion. He would even go as far as to say there was more Jedi than Scientologists in Britain. Although It does seem likely that this was another case similar to what had happened in the USA a few years prior, leading to the numbers of the Jedi religion growing higher than Scientology, which is, admittedly, relatively small in the United Kingdom. Daniel would make headlines again as the press continuously teased and joked about the perceived silliness of the whole thing, as he was escorted from a Tesco supermarket in Bangor, South Wales, after refusing to remove his hood on a religious basis. This was a fair comment to some, as some religions allow coverings in places not usually deemed acceptable. To others, it was a hard-hitting point about how our culture seemingly panders to certain religions whilst prosecuting others. To most, though, this was somebody causing a pointless disturbance in a supermarket, creating an issue for the simple sake of there being an issue. It seems as though this is how the supermarket themselves took it. As a spokesperson for Tesco said, "He has not been banned. Jedis are very welcome to shop in our stores, although we would ask them to remove their hoods." Obi-Wan Kenobi, Yoda, and Luke Skywalker all appeared hoodless without ever going to the dark side. And we are only aware of the Emperor as one who never removed his hood. This playful response said several things. Firstly, it made it clear that the individual was not being persecuted. Secondly, it made fun of the situation, teasing the perceived daftness of the events. Third, they showed that even if the religion was to be taken seriously, having their hood up would not be a logical requirement for the Jedi to maintain. A UK census from around the United Kingdom would show that 177,000 people declared themselves to be Jedi under the religious segment. This would, of course, make it the seventh most popular religion in the UK. It is due to this that the size of this religion is so misinterpreted and misunderstood as, although technically it was number seven on the list, it is widely understood to be a joke answer amongst atheists and others alike. The usage of the Jedi religion as a joke would not end here. When drafting the UK Racial and Religious Hatred Act, an amendment was proposed that excluded Jedi Knights from any protection, along with Satanists and believers in animal sacrifice. The amendment was subsequently withdrawn, and the proposer of the amendment explained that it was a bit of a joke to illustrate a point that defining religious belief in legislation is difficult to do. In 2013, the Free Church of Scotland brought up the Jedi religion once more, as they expressed concern that a proposed marriage and civil partnership bill would lead to Star Wars Jedi marrying couples. Although both Patrick Day Childs of the Church of Jediism and Michael Kitchen of the Temple of the Jedi Order defended the idea, stating that Jedi should have the right to perform marriage ceremonies if required. The idea of a Jedi religion even made its way to the borders of Turkey, although, once again, it was more to prove a point than any actual fundamental beliefs. It was in 2015 that the students of Dekuz Elol University started a petition on change.org demanding a Jedi temple to be built on the campus. This was in response to a previous petition that had demanded a mosque on the campus of Istanbul Technical University. It was as recent as December 2016 that the Charity Commission for England and Wales rejected an application to grant charitable organisation status to the Temple of the Jedi Order, ruling that the group did not promote moral or ethical improvement for charity law purposes. They stated that to be classed as a religion, it must also have a positive, beneficial impact on society in general, and raised concerns that the religion of the Jedi may, in part, have an inward focus on its members. Several groups worldwide that follow the Jedi's teachings have been given the name Jediism. Although it is a philosophy firmly based on the Jedi Knights of the Star Wars franchise, many of the members insist that their path is not to follow the characters of the fictional series, and that Jediism itself does not follow too heavily the mythology of the films. Even the Jedi doctrine acknowledges that there is some scope for followers to view Jediism as a philosophy or a way of life, accepting that some Jedi prefer to avoid the word religion entirely. I hope you're enjoying this chapter so far, and we will return to it. But first, I wanted to steal you away for a moment. I love what I do, and delving into the history of urban legends and folklore is as fascinating as it is rewarding. I feel fortunate to have thousands of people listening to my research each week. The kind messages I receive are both heartwarming and reassuring. However, it takes a very long time to create each chapter. And no matter how much I enjoy it, doing this for free is not always a possibility, leading to significant gaps between seasons, gaps that I hope to shorten in the future. And this is where your support is needed. Through Patreon, you can subscribe for as little as £3 a month, less than a latte at your local barista. By doing so, you will receive all episodes without any advertisements or breaks. You'll also be able to listen to each chapter the Friday before the general public. On top of this, you'll receive a weekly newsletter and discounts on merchandise. We're not just building a community there, but forging a fellowship of folklore enthusiasts. Join our private group chats, where you can share your stories, theories, and discoveries with like-minded individuals captivated by modern myths. Let's discover what you've heard, what you may want to hear, or what you think of any specific legend. Your support on Patreon isn't just a subscription. It's an investment in preserving our urban legend show. Please help us continue our journey, and in return, become part of our team. Visit our Patreon page by clicking the link in our show notes, clicking subscribe, and paying whatever you can afford to give. I look forward to your support as we continue to unravel folklore together. And now, back to the legend. Jediism is inspired by certain elements of Star Wars, primarily focusing on the Jedi aspects of the franchise. The earlier websites on the subject focused heavily on the Jedi side of the tales, citing the Jedi Code as a jumping-off point for a real Jedi belief system. If you were to search for the Temple of the Jedi Order on the internet, you'll be taken to their website, templeofthejediorder.org, where they list their beliefs as: Jedi believe in the Force and the inherent worth of all life within it, in the sanctity of the human person. We oppose the use of torture and cruel or unusual punishment, including the death penalty. In a society governed by laws grounded in reason and compassion, not in fear and prejudice. In a society that does not discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation or circumstances of birth, such as gender, ethnicity, and national origin. In the ethic of reciprocity and how moral concepts are not absolute, but vary by culture, religion, and over time. In the positive influence of spiritual growth and awareness in society. In the importance of freedom of conscience and self-determination within religious, political, and other structures. In the separation of religion and government, and the freedom of speech, association, and expression. From my research into the religions of the Jedi, and after reading quotes and segments of their purpose and goals in life, I can't help but notice comparisons to the Satanic Temple featured in the documentary Hail Satan back in 2018. To them, it was not about Satan as a being. He was merely a symbol representing the rebellion against religious dogma and the evils done in the name of God. Their purpose is to do good and help people be freer to be who they are, albeit with a slight antagonistic nature within their cause. For me, the Jedi religion is nothing more than a, dare I say, more playful reaction to the same issues. As humans, we often need to feel part of something So I understand the Jedi beliefs as a comforting and fun way for some to comprehend notions of the universe. Like many religions before it, it turns the confusing, mind-boggling aspects of life into a box that can be packaged and understood by its followers in a context that they're familiar with. An excerpt from the website of the Temple of the Jedi Order clears up just how they believe in something from a film franchise, with the following. The sun existed before it was ever given a name, and it could be revered as a god. However, when the sun finally had a human name, it could be written about and communicated with others. The Jedi religion is just like the sun. It existed before a popular movie gave it a name, and now that it has a name, people all over the world can share their experiences of the Jedi religion. Here, in the Jedi Church. The facts are that this religion is not as big as the legend suggests. However, the basis of the legend is very much true. It is even now recognized as an official religion by the New Zealand Statistics Department. This may be a small win in the greater scheme of things for the Jedi, but they are confident in the rising of their following, as, if you were to focus on the census alone, you would see that there are apparently 175,000 in the UK, 15,000 in the Czech Republic, 9,000 in Canada, and 65,000 in Australia. The USA's numbers are also believed to be high, although the US census on this is unavailable. I can't imagine the Jedi religion will ever be taken as seriously as they wish it to be. I also doubt just how many of these numbers actually practice Jediism, rather than individuals teasing their country's governments. I must say that although no part of me wishes to join the Jedi religion, I, at the very least, understand them as they strive for emotion, yet peace, ignorance, yet knowledge, passion, yet serenity, chaos, yet harmony, death, yet the Force.
Urban Legends is researched, written, and produced by Luke Mordew. Original score by Billy Jupp, with additional sounds from Storyblocks.com. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, click subscribe on your chosen podcast provider and delve into the mysteries of our previous and future chapters. To find more, including merchandise, video content, images, and more, visit urbanlegendsfolklore.com. If you have more information or a correction on something mentioned in this chapter, please get in touch through our website. We aim to ensure that all information provided is accurate and up to date, and this remains a top priority. If you want to support the show, receive early access, and have more of a say in what we do, then become a patron by clicking the link in our show notes. For these chapters in video format, simply search Urban Legends Folklore on YouTube, follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Threads, and join our Facebook group by searching Urban Legends Folklore.